Exclusive: Anti-establishment Georgia Senator Colton Moore running to replace MTG. By Bradley J. on December 8, 2025. State Senator Colton Moore is jumping into the race to replace Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, giving voters in the conservative Northwest Georgia district a clear anti-establishment choice in the upcoming special election. Moore will run for the opening Georgia's 14th congressional district following Greene's announcement of her resignation effective January 5. Today I'm entering the race for Georgia's 14th congressional district because President Trump needs a fighter in Congress who will never flinch and never sell out, Moore said in a statement shared first with Breitbart News. He continued, 2 years ago, I was the first elected official in America to demand Fannie Willis be defunded and impeached for her witch hunt against President Trump. The Reno establishment punished me for it, kicked me out of the caucus, banned me from the House floor, and even had me arrested for showing up to do my job. Every time they hit, we hit back harder, and we won bigger. Now we take that fight to Washington. With President Trump in the White House, we're going to finish the job by deporting all illegals, lowering the price of gas and groceries, and stopping socialism in its tracks. Moore, 32, first won election to a state House seat in 2018 at the age of only 24. Georgia voters elected him to the state Senate in 2022. He quickly became the bane of the Georgia establishment. Moore was exiled from the state House in March 2024 over his opposition to the chamber's memorializing what he called a corrupt former state senator after reports indicated the late politician had used his office for financial gain. In January, establishment House Speaker John Burns directed police to arrest Moore after he attempted to attend the State of the State joint session. Now he's endeavoring to bring his anti-establishment bona fides to Washington. Related: Donald Trump rips MTG. Frankly, I don't think anybody cares about her. I've already gone toe-to-toe with the Georgia swamp and beat them, Moore said in his statement. I'm ready to do it again in Congress, every single day, with President Trump leading the charge. As Georgia's number one ranked conservative, my campaign and record prove that I am 100% pro-Trump, 100% pro-life, and 100% pro-gun, he continued. Northwest Georgia sent me to Atlanta to fight. Now I'm asking you to send me to Washington to get the job done. Greene announced in November she would resign from her seat on January 5, depriving Trump and Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, of a much-needed vote during a critical time. The bulk of government funding will expire on January 30, and with Democrats hoping to cripple Trump's economy ahead of the midterms, Republicans are likely to need every vote to prevent another government shutdown. Governor Brian Kemp, RGA, is expected to announce the special election for March. Greene says she will not endorse a candidate. Bradley J. is deputy political editor for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter and Instagram at Bradley J.